In the current daf, instead of Rosh Hashanah, daf hey, begin on the base, begin to the master, begin with the Gemara, but Nemal Halm, this is over there, Neda or Nedava, which just like over there, Nedava is included, Neda is over here, which Taisi is bothered. He says, have a muscle, so high on the Gufa, what do you mean? We could have brought it here from this context itself by Baltach, the Sibir, the Pasan, Bram Chav Gimel, Kash Nedart, and Nedava, it says, Kash Nedart, Losh Mekach Nedava, so clearly here it already says Nedava, why do you need to go anywhere else? Tim Nixay's master, begin with the Gemara, Erechen, Bachadam, and Bakhtashis, Taisi can explain the Drush of the Gemara that how is it where do you see the drushes from these words, specifically from this pasuk, which is Hashem lekecha come to kul charamin erichin and hegdeshes. So Tais explained because kul exib Hashem, all of them says this Hashem, which are the words we're learning out from. Kam erichin we find exib erichin vashel Hashem and vekecharozayin b'charam exib kadosh kadosh Hashem vekamechem ekayin nami. Tais holds it's both charamin nami dosh lebe b'chayis b'rish per kol pesul mekdash menavlam mevizam and alv and. It's also included in Lashem. Ubek Deshitiv is Kiyakish basically Kodesh Lashem. Then says, I'm not going to say, Mahay Tamanami, but if that's the reason also, typically, Chazavashim, Oil Bishlam, Kadishin, Namakaman, Mishmait, and Mendixal Lashem, like Kecha, but Krod, the Mites, Vesakadishim, we find that other Drush, which is more one, is why we both Drush it, but from there you see that Lashem includes Chazavashim, Oil Bishlam, so why over here, Bashlam, Lashem, Kecha, shouldn't that be the source also for those Karbanas? So, there's something you can say is, well, come on, this, like, Krachin, the Lukaja, Bedeka, Bas, Mashal, the Bart, there in that Drusha. Where it's two independent drushes. But in that other pasuk, you have another source for Kajra Bedi Gabbai from Asher Debarta. So, Moki Likur, the Lashem Lekecha. So, Lashem Lekecha is going to tell you, Lachatzis of Hashem is the Mistaba, which that's logical. Abul Hocha, but over here, we're expanding Arachanarachanam from Lashem Lekecha. So, you can't ask, oh, don't write Chatz Hashem, including Lashem Lekecha. No, because Ilav Nechsev, Dorshi Dishen Machatra Hashem, which is where they end up bringing it from. From Mekmin Buhu Akra, so actually would explain this pasuk. Of Lashem Lekecha to actually include only Chatz Hashem, because as some of you says, have the word the Mistabe Tvei, because that's more logical. But Lavashamin, Erechim Charim Hekdesh, and actually we would not have known Erechim Charim Hekdesh. So therefore it has to be that you know from somewhere else, and Lashem Lekecha is for these things. But then Tosi says, well, how do, maybe say the opposite. Yeah, you need a source for that, but maybe this is from this and that's from that. So it says, no, but like a little finu nami, you can't also learn out, erichin charamim midarshi deshanu, which is where you learn out them from, the leimash malash abachet, because that sounds like that when Hashem is demanding something, he's looking for what is only not just an obligation, but something that comes for a sin. And therefore, they're learned from that, and erichin charamim ekdeshes are learned out, from something else. Kunex says, master, begin with the Gemara. Elu chatois v'ashamis, which Tosfos explained two interpretations from Dorshi Dushano, which we say is including chatz nasham. The Gemara says that's coming to you, teach you chatois v'ashamis oil and shlamim. That is bal ta'acha. Tosfos explained where do you see that? So Tosfos says in the drushin mimcha because they're demanded from you shahim mutam chaybalecha because that's an obligation for a person. And what's oil shlamim? That those are not chaybus. Those in the Dom Davis, yeah, they are. Which are obligations to be brought on the altar. Because the Ilu in the Dom Davis, like Rashi explains, so obviously it's referring to the obligatory Eilis and Shlom. Since today's obtainment is a wonder, because Shamach HaGigah Bar Iyah, Zimna Kavilu has a set time. If Yom to pass, you didn't bring your Shamach HaGigah or your Eilis Riyah, there's no responsibility. So then Cain, so we have a similar question that the Gemara has, in Akrav, Chulav, it's going to be sacrificed, Akrav, is it not? How can you say about Ta'achar on this Eilis Riyah and Shamach HaGigah? So it says, if there's something you can say, is Mekamakam, still, if you did separate your Eilis Riyah and Shamach HaGigah, and you didn't bring it, you would still have Ba'al Ta'achar, because that doesn't invalidate it. And therefore, yeah, it actually would be, after 3 Yom and Taivim, Ba'al Ta'achar. Now, says Yishma, now those who explain the Navkalu Chatas, we do see in Dorshi Deshendu Chatas, not because like we explain in the Drashin of Chal, because you find that terminology by Chatas, that's like says in Vayikra, you're Dorsh Dorsh Maisha, and that refers to Chatas. Now, how do you know all the other Karbanas? Yeah, Va'ashem Oyle Shlam, the Iskash, by Kesh, the Zaysatar, Besef HaToyda, we find Menachas of Beis Mabeis, that the Pasuk equates all the Karbanas, and that's how you know the other Karbanas from there. So he says, well, it's not possible to say that's the source, because if the name came, if that's the case, the Dham Dav is Nami. Ubuchar Maisa Pesach Nami, all those, also typical Mahasmi Shalem from there, because the Kul Iskash are all compared in that same Pasuk. So why would we bring different sources? Obviously, Darsh, it's not like the second interpretation, rather, in like the first interpretation of Taisi. So next, says about the beginning words of the Gemara, Maisa Ubuchar, that we included from, which that's the second time that it says, including Meister and Bechar, which Tais explains is Meister Bechar Mechidar Shudushen Lenafka, that you don't know from Darshi Dushena, because the Leidam Chiyuvin the Tul, the Chiyuvin the Chatas Washim. I Tais bothered with a question. He says, Chiyuvin, these are also Chiyuvin. So he says, no, it's not the same type of a Chiyuv. Because the Ilas Le Bechar Meister, because someone doesn't have a firstborn animal, doesn't have Meister Behemel, it's an obligation, but Chatas and Ashim, if you didn't have it, there is an obligation under all circumstances. More of a Pesach Le Gesin Hacha, that, here you can't say Bechor Meister and Pesach, where you generally have those three altogether. You can't say that because even if you're going to say Di B'Shalmi Pesach Grav Sheshes, which we have said, oh, that would be applicable to say even in Pesach by the Shalmi Pesach, that then you would have Baltacha, but you wouldn't need to learn that from over here because Mehecha Denafka Shlam Nafkelu, wherever you learn that Shlam from, that's where you learn that the Shalmi Pesach. But it doesn't mean you're Shalmi. However, you could be Machalik, you could differentiate and say that to say there's different Shalmi Pesach than the regular Shlamim, and to say that maybe it wouldn't be dependent on three Yom Tevim like Shlamim, and therefore it would need its own Ribuy, and then maybe it would be appropriate to say over here, which you would know it from Hashem Lekecha, and not from where you know it's Shlam. Now, what Chalif are we talking about? Huvolei Chalufa. If Chalufa Echatas, the exchange of the Chatas, Lemisas, it goes to death. So obviously it's not Balta Acha, so you wouldn't need a Miyu to that. And so to say, it's Chalifa Ashim, and then it's the exchange of Ashim, which the Gemara doesn't mention this option, Levi Azle goes to grazing, which obviously not sacrificing it. So it's not Baltacha. They come because like the Gemara says, Nozach Havim Aveh is Kosh Bechatas Meh. So whenever by the Chatas it's left to die, Ba'ashim, the equivalent is Ba'ashim Reh, it's left to graze. Now, actually, the other way, there have been times the Mefarsh that he explains the Menadin, actually, the Halach is Ba'ashim, Karv Ayla, it's actually not left to graze, actually, Baraz Ayla. So Imkain, then actually the Sarah would go the other way. Mikram Karv, then wouldn't be sacrificed, then they actually wouldn't be Mayat. So obviously, it cannot be either that of Khalife of Asham. Next, Tezmata begins with the words Digmar Shahuman Betech Agagel, where according to a mayor, there's one Yamtiv, so what are we talking about? Oh, that it developed a blemish in the Yamtiv itself, and it's not going to combine with the previous one before you exchanged it, before you paid it. Which, as Tez explains, because in Baltachi and Bechal Regal, because the Isa Baltachi is only when you pass the whole Yamtiv, and that's what we're saying, you're not combining from what was before to this one, because it wasn't a full Yamtiv that it passed. The next says Master the beginning with the Gemara, Ma Meiser. Just like Meiser in Nifsa Mashon Lachaberta does not become invalidated from 1 year to the next. So the Bechar is not going to become invalid. It's not a psul in the carbon itself. Now Pesach Bechar Rashi explains, where do we find Meiser is not invalid from 1 year to the next? Because the Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Miktei Shal Hashanim, at the end of 3 years, Taitzis Kamas Devas, you have to take out all the Meiser of your grain. Which if you delayed giving your maaser the first and the second year, then you do it. Then you do it. Maaser, you do it. You see, it's not invalidated after the year is over. Now, the fiddle might even according to what we explained previously, says Tais Dikum about the Acha, the maaser that the halacha about Acha by maaser shohofer shalay nasnu, where you separated and you didn't give it. The Krodish Nasa beer, we explained the pasuk regarding the having to liquidate the beer year, which that in the third and seventh. It's Sukla Isish Lover that you have to save that which was not separated. But still, Meis the Pasuk talking about all of them that you have to get rid of them, whether you're mafresh or whether you weren't. Therefore, you could learn out that there's no invalidation if it passed by, meaning even though it was hofresh, going on both hofresh and shalei hofresh, that it's not invalidated once the year passed it, because they're both included now. Although one was said for one and one said for the other, but the halach of beer is said on both of them. It is a little bit of a wonder, but Kulish Maiten, the whole sugya that we bring over here, that we expounded from the Pesukim, that the carbon does not become possible if you delay it, that Mehecha Teslan, from where you're coming from, the Nifsal, that you would think it's invalidated, it's a Kurdain Nifsal, you need to have the puzzle, it's not invalidated. What would be the why do you have to say that for? Who said it is possible? It's just that you're doing an Aveira. The Chain, Oisibla Yiratza, so too, the drash that we bring of Pigal is not Yiratza. But there's no Yiratza and Macha Nidra. Lomali, why do you need that drasha? Why would you say that it would be possible that you need to tell me that it's not going to be possible? So the next test, Masla, begins with the Gemara that Kanchim, that the Bnei Hartzon, that you would think that over there, that's where it would become invalid. We say, no, even over there not. And Tais explains that even the Ayla, That isn't that not lardza like bechor? No, it's because mekapesach liyivaseh. It atones for if you violate a positive commandment. Can mean perikam mitzvah makes sin first brings zvachim to the same base, and that's the chiddush that even over there, it's not going to invalidate the carbon even though you violated baltacha.